I will call the remote hearing of the Environment and Natural Resources Conference Committee to order. Today is May 22, 2022. This meeting is held in accordance with Rule 10.01, which was passed and allows for remote hearings. All remote hearings are recorded and live streamed by House Public Information. The clerk will take attendance by roll.
Representative Hansen is present. Representative Wasilik.
Wasilik present.
Representative Sweeney, you have seconds, but I have to hang up.
You don't have. Representative Morrison.
Morrison present.
Representative Lippert.
Lippert present.
Representative Heintzman.
Heintzman present.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Ingebrigtsen present.
Senator Tomasoni.
Tomasoni present.
Senator Eichhorn?
Eichhorn present.
Senator Weber?
Weber present.
Senator Eakin?
Eakin present.
All members are present.
A quorum is present. Senator Ingebrigtsen, would you like to move adoption of the spreadsheet?
I would be happy to do that. I'll make a motion. However, I want to make sure that everybody has at least a little bit of time to look at it. If there's any questions, but at this time, yes, I will move the spreadsheet.
And Senator Ingebrigtsen, was there a technical correction on the fish hatcheries and the public waters, that the funds that they were assigned to?
Yes, and I think maybe Mr. Hagemeyer can clear that up. I did talk with Mr. Mueller with regards to the flip-flop of the heritage and general funding when it came to fish hatchery and public access. Is Mr. Hagemiller?
Mr. Chair and Mr. Chair, I wasn't aware of that, but we can certainly take care of that for you. One of them is general fund currently, and one of them was heritage enhancement. It's currently the public water access site, or fish hatchery improvements are out of the general fund. And public water access sites are the heritage enhancement account in the game and fish fund. If you'd like those, they're both for $1 million each. So if you'd like them to switch the funding sources, we can take care of that.
Yes, that would be my motion, and it's been agreed upon by myself, and I did have our staff do agree to that as well, and I know the agency is agree with it as well. It has nothing to do with the bottom line. It doesn't change that at all.
Senator Ingebrigtsen moves that amendment. We can do that as an oral amendment to make that technical correction. Senator Ingebrigtsen moves. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Ayes have it. Technical correction is made. Senator Ingebrigtsen, should we have Mr. Hagemeyer do a walkthrough?
Please.
Mr. Chair, I will go through the spreadsheet. I'm not going to put it up on the screen just for my ease to go through it personally. But it's a spreadsheet that was posted on the bottom corner. It's timestamped 5/22/2022 at 4:26 p.m. The top says Environment, Natural Resources, Finance, 7th File 4062 Conference Committee Agreement. You'll see the last two sets of columns are the current biennium and then the tails biennium. And I'll just read the appropriations that are included in this agreement. On line 11 is a St. Louis River Mercury TMDL extension. This is a past appropriation that's just being extended, and that's how we show it on the tracking. Line 29 is the Red River Basin Phosphorus Management Program. There's a grant for $250,000. And those are the two general fund pieces at the Pollution Control Agency, totaling $3 million. Further down on that page, you'll see the environmental fund changes. On line 48 is the additional SCORE grants for $700,000 per year ongoing. On line 50 is an air permit study for $125,000. On line 52 is a petroleum tank release cleanup report for $50,000. And on line 54 is the air monitoring equipment. This is a reduced amount for two pieces of equipment for $360,000. And that's it for the environmental fund changes. It's $1.235 million. Starting on line 58 is the remediation fund. The two changes of the remediation fund are the railroad safety for $133,000 per year. And there's a one-time appropriation of $1.5 million on line 61 for Lake of the Woods County Williams School cleanup. On line 65, you'll see a statutory program. It's a creation of an account for the agency to run the brownfield program. It's $90,000 out of the special revenue fund. In total, the Pollution Control Agency has direct appropriations of $3,168,000, and then $90,000 of statutory appropriations. Going down to line 73, you'll see the changes in revenue. The 3M reporting changes have a savings of $1,000. On lines 74 and 75 are the revenue changes needed for that creation of the new account for the Brownfield program. On lines 77 and 78, you'll see a transfer from the environmental fund to the remediation fund. There's typically a transfer of $22 million per year going into that fund to support it. This just helps balance the bottom line by adding an additional $3 million. And then on line 79, you'll see the St. Louis River revenue for that extension that I mentioned earlier. Starting on line 82 is the Department of Natural Resources. On line 86 is the Fitch Hatchery Improvements. On the tracking sheet, it shows general fund right now for $1 million, but we will make the correction with the technical to make that heritage enhancement account in the Game and Fish Fund and switch the other one to the general fund. On line 102 is AIS grants for $500,000 per year. On line 109 is an RFP for RT Quick for $250,000 one time. On line 111 is the No Child Left Inside grant program for $600,000 per year. On line 112 is the general fund appropriation for the Minnesota Law Enforcement Association deficiency request for $269,000 for the biennium. It's a one-time appropriation. On line 113 is the Canastillo Mine Pit Infrastructure O&M for $850,000 one time. In total for fiscal years 22 and 23, the general fund to the Department of Natural Resources is $3,469,000 and the TAILS is $2,200,000. Starting on line 118 is the Heritage Enhancement Account in the Game and Fish Fund. On line 118 is a shooting sports facility grants for $150,000 one time. On line 121 is the Non-Game Wildlife Program for $70,000 per year. On line 122 is elk reintroduction for $500,000 one time. On line 123 is $750,000 one time for ash tree replacement grants. And additionally on 124, the school tree planting grants are included for $250,000. And then on line 126, there's $1 million for public water access sites out of the Heritage Enhancement Account, but this is the technical amendment switch that you had mentioned. We will make that. In total, the appropriation for out of the Game and Fish Fund is $2,720,000. Starting on line 130 is the Natural Resources Fund. The Voyager Country ATV Trail System has $500,000 one time. The Prospector Trail System is included for $500,000 one time. The Roseau ATV Trail resurfacing is included for $447,000 one time. An ORV Trail Ambassador grants is included out of the off-road vehicle account for $40,000 per year. The zoo lottery and loo increase, there's three zoos, the two for the Como Zoo and Duluth Zoo go through the DNR. So they're increased $150,000. And then on line 135, you'll see the local trail grants increase out of the lottery and loo account for $250,000 per year. And on line 136, the state parks and trails lottery and loo account is increased by $800,000 per year. In total, the appropriations for the Department of Natural Resources are $8,848,000. Starting on line 141 are the appropriation changes. Revenue changes. The first one you'll see is the revenues related on line 142 are the revenues related to the lands bill of $1.6 million. And then starting on line 143, there's a change in the lottery and loo allocation change. Right now it's 72.43% that gets allocated to the five lottery and loo accounts. The bill changes it to 76% between those five accounts and adds the 1% for tourism account. So you'll see the revenues between the five accounts is $1.678 million, and then the additional 1% is $470,000. And then below that on lines 145, 146, 147, 148, and 149, and 150 are the deposits into the correct accounts. On line 153, you'll see the water bill extension of an appropriation that's included and doesn't carry a cost for that. And that's it for the DNR. Going to the Board of Water and Soil Resources. The first appropriation you'll see is on line 159, the support for a tribal liaison included at $125,000 the first year and then slightly larger amounts in the tails. And on line 164, the local road wetland replacement program is included at $1,580,000 the first year and then $765,000 per year ongoing. The total appropriations to the Board of Water and Soil Resources are $1.705 million out of the Game and Fish Fund and then $894,000 per year ongoing. Then there's no changes for the Conservation Corps. The only change for the Metropolitan Council Parks is on line 181. It's the Metro Parks and Trails Lottery in Lieu account, and that's increased by $800,000 per year. There are no changes at the Minnesota Zoo. There are no changes at the Science Museum. Under Explore Minnesota Tourism, on line 199, the large scale events promotion is included at $1 million one time. And then on line 200, there's $552,000 for tourism grants. And then on line 204, our large scale events promotion out of the new dedicated account. And that's $450,000 per year. In total, the Explore Minnesota Tourism has appropriated $2,002,000. There are no changes, or the creation of the Minnesota Outdoor Recreation Office did not happen. There's no appropriations to the University of Minnesota. And then you'll see on the last page, on line 217 is the repayment of NELCAT. There's $876,000 the first year, and then $765,000 per year ongoing. In total, the bill appropriates $7,902,000. There's the offsetting revenue of $50,000, and then the lost general fund revenue for the lottery in lieu increase of $2.1 million. They hit the $10 million target listed on line 224. And that is my quick attempt at a walkthrough of the spreadsheet, Mr. Chair. I can answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Mr. Hagemeyer. And I want to thank House and Senate staff for their extensive work and late hours on working on this. Thank you very much for that. Senator Ingebrigtsen, any comments?
Mr. Chair, I don't know if there's any questions, but yeah, there's been a tremendous amount of work, as you well know, that goes into this. And over the last day, it's been tirelessly between us and your staff to come up with a what we think is a reasonable bill here. And a lot of concessions. I mean, the House started out with a pretty big target, and we had a small target, and it was reduced down to $10 million, and we were able to come up with we think is a pretty good budget here. So I don't know if there's any questions from anybody, but I just want to say a big thank you for the staff and all the work that both the chair and the other members. I know it doesn't seem like you were able to participate, but we tried to keep you as informed as well as we did. As well as we could with all everything else going on. So thanks much.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, I think Representative Heintzman has a question. Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a question. So on line 61, I don't remember hearing anything on the Lake of the Woods County Williams School cleanup, and I was just hoping to get a little bit of an idea what that is, and if we could get some detail, that'd be great.
That was a Senate provision, Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Yes, that was an UGKE provision. Possibly I can let Mr. Stanley describe it instead of me babbling. I'll let him take a stab at that because he's very intimately involved in all the policies. So Mr. Stanley.
Mr. Stanley.
Mr. Chair, thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Good evening. I'm Ben Stanley on Senate staff. The thing that Representative Heintzman is asking about is in Article 1, and it is an appropriation to deal with a vacant school building in that county.
Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I'm getting the fact that it was a school cleanup. I'm wondering, was there any special circumstances there that necessitated dollars spent. I'm sure there is. I just was hoping for a little bit of detail. If we don't have that, it's something that maybe we could get at a later time today. But if there is more, that'd be helpful.
We will try to get you more information.
I will.
Representative Heisman. And members, what the motion was amended with that technical correction is to adopt the spreadsheet. There is rider language that has been worked on that references a number of these appropriations as well. And so the process here is we would direct nonpartisan staff to work with a reviser to draft the conference committee report. Then that would be posted for review. So we would recess, and we have a midnight deadline, as everyone knows. The conference committee had indicated earlier that we would not be taking any testimony. The conference committee has posted a letter from the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency regarding the lack of operating funds in the agreement. I don't know. Senator Ingebrigtsen, if you want to just address that.
No, in fact, thank you, Mr. Chair. The that was the real sticking point, at least with our caucus, was the operating when it being a non-budget year. So when that was finally, I guess, decided upon by yourself as well as I think the administration, that's when we were able to start spending more time on the bill this morning. And as a result of that, I think we got a pretty good bill here. So, but that was the real sticking point. And in fact, I think the whole bill had stalled completely for that. And that's something that has going to be dealt with during a budget year. So,
well, just to clarify, Senator Ingebrigtsen, that was an involvement by leadership. Yep. That was not a solo decision.
No, that's right. That's my fault saying that. In fact, I responded back to the commissioner that it was a leadership position on via the email. So,
any other questions? I'd like the staff to get working so we can get this completed before the deadline. Senator Ingebrigtsen renews his motion as amended to adopt the spreadsheet. The clerk will take the roll.
Representative Hansen.
Aye.
Representative Wasilick.
Wasilick, aye.
Representative Morrison.
Morrison, aye.
Representative Lippert.
Lippert, aye.
Representative Heitzman.
Heitzman, aye.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Ingebrigtsen, aye.
Senator Tomasoni.
Tomasoni votes aye.
Senator Eichhorn.
Eichhorn votes aye.
Senator Weber.
Weber votes aye.
Senator Eakin.
Eakin votes aye.
There being 5 votes from the House and 5 votes from the Senate.
The motion is adopted. It prevails. Senator Ingebrigtsen, do you move to direct the nonpartisan staff to work with the reviser to draft a conference committee report for adoption and direct nonpartisan staff to make any technical corrections to conform with the action and intent of the committee?
I do. I move. So moved.
Members, are there any questions or corrections on that? We will work, Senator Ingebrigtsen and I will work to make sure that we have that accurate intent into the language there. Well, the clerk will take the roll.
Representative Hansen.
Aye.
Representative Wasilick.
Wasilick, aye.
Representative Morrison.
Morrison, aye.
Representative Lippert.
Lippert, aye.
Representative Heitzman.
Thanks.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Ingebrigtsen, aye.
Senator Tomasoni.
Tomasoni, aye.
Senator Eichhorn.
Eichhorn, aye.
Senator Weber.
Weber, aye.
Senator Eakin.
Eakin, aye.
There being 5 votes in favor from the House and 5 votes in favor from the Senate.
Motion is adopted. Thank you, members. We are in recess until we receive the conference committee report. Thank you for your participation and patience.
Thank you all.
Could you describe the 2 provisions relating to APR repeal and the rifle and shotgun zone?
Mr. Chair and members, as part of the agreement,
It has been accepted, the Senate language on the Antler Point restriction, which would be Senate section 24 in the side-by-side, as well as two repealers from section 80 on the Senate side. And then on the shotgun zone, there was some compromise language that was prepared. We would get rid of the shotgun zone, but there would be a provision that counties within the old shotgun zone could adopt an ordinance to opt out. And then there's some transition language for the first year, because normally they would need to do that by April 1, but because it's past April 1 for this particular year, there'd be an extension to, I believe, August. I don't have the language in front of me. It's not exactly available yet, but I believe that's what we decided.
And Ms. Taylor, the lands bill that was adopted earlier, is that in the bill?
Yes, all the provisions that were previously adopted would be included. And then there's a few others to match the spreadsheet and make some technical fixes as well.
So in terms of the policy provisions, we would have the lands bill that was adopted by the conference committee, the policy provisions that were adopted by the conference committee, language for the spreadsheet, and then rider language for that. Is there anything else to highlight?
Mr. Chair, can I ask a question?
Oh, Representative Wozwick.
Thank you. I just had a conversation with Representative Hewitt today, and is his provision that was part of the lands bill, did that get figured out, or is that not in the bill? I just want to clarify that.
Ms. Taylor, that is the Rosemont provision. I believe that was in the lands bill that we adopted. Can you confirm that?
Yes, that is included. The committee had previously adopted that, so that's included.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because I know that was just a House thing, so thank you.
Ms. Taylor, any other provisions?
I will point out on the PCA at the Brownsfield account creation, it was agreed to accept that. That was the $90,000. I think it shows up in the spreadsheet. There was some additional language added to what the House had brought in requiring a report. I think that would be new to the committee. Because of the spreadsheet, we brought in Senate Section 78, which was the Red River of the North Adaptive Phosphorus Management Feasibility Assessment language. We did bring in the events promotion account statutory language, and then the lottery and lieu language, we changed that percentage that the House was carrying to 76 and added the language that putting the 1% to the tourism account, so that you'll see that in the conference committee report. I believe that would be the only new policy language that you'll see in the conference committee report that hadn't been previously adopted, along with the riders.
And then Ms. Taylor, I think we had a rough fish report and that had passed with an appropriation, and then there was rider language to replace the appropriation.
Yep, you'll see some additional rider language. There's no appropriation, but it just requires for the next fiscal year that the DNR would have some increased management on rough fish and lays out a few activities for that. And these were provided by the DNR.
I believe the Senate may be still on a bill. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I did just get a message from Mr. Stanley. They're having trouble logging in. I'm going to investigate here.
Mr. Strohmeyer?
I'm working on getting them the link again.
know we're working on it, Mr. Chair, but I'm seeing a number of messages from senators saying they still cannot get on our Zoom, which
we have the right one now.
Senator Weber is on. Senator Eichhorn is on. We have three senators on. Mr. Stanley, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I can.
Mr. Strohmeyer is trying to get folks on, could you take the role when there is a motion, as he is dealing with technical problems? I'm asking if you could do that.
You faded out there, Mr. Chair. Can you say that one more time?
I'm asking if you could take the role when we do the motion.
Sure, I can do that.
We do have a quorum. Senator Ingebrigtsen, Ms. Taylor has walked through the provisions that are the policy provisions. I'm asking if you could make a motion to adopt the conference committee report.
Mr. Chair, I would make such a motion to adopt the conference committee report.
Members, do you have any questions? Representative Heintzman.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. I'm just struggling a little bit as I don't seem to have a copy of the conference committee report that we're adopting. And I've checked my email several times, just checking to see what our options are here.
I think we're having the technical difficulties, Representative Heintzman.
Mr. Chair, I apologize. I just would really struggle voting on it without having seen
it. Yes, I understand that. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Stanley, has there been any changes to the spreadsheet since we had recommended the spreadsheet?
No, Mr. Chair.
And we had Ms. Taylor go through the changes.
Okay.
On the policy side of it. So I guess we're waiting for the report.
Unfortunately, Mr. Chair, I think we're a bit stuck having to see language. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Mr. Chair, in light of Mr. Stanley saying nothing has changed, as well as Ms. Taylor, I would ask Representative Heintzman if that would be suffice for him or not.
Mr. Chair and Mr. Chair.
Representative Heintzman.
Yes, thank you. I struggle greatly, and I would not be able to give a yes vote without seeing the language.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Mr. Stanley, again, have you have reviewed the, obviously I think you have, you and Ms. Taylor have reviewed bill in its approved form. Has there been any changes at all that you can see, or is it the same that we adopted?
Mr. Chair, there have been a few policy changes. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Stanley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There have been a few changes to the policy that I believe Ms. Taylor went over. If the committee likes, I can quickly try to show you in the side-by-side what was adopted, and there's some separate pieces of paper I could put up on screen if that's helpful.
It certainly will be. With-
so members, we will have 16 minutes to pass this through both houses of the legislature. It would be a shame. It would be, I'm Representative Heinzman, I'm just stating the facts here. It would be a shame to lose the bill because of the technical challenges here. So,
Mr. Chair.
Representative Heinzman.
Mr. Chair, just to be clear, do we have any idea what the timeline is to possibly see this before we vote on it? I feel like I'm at quite a disadvantage.
Representative Heinzman, we were supposed to have it at 11:30, so, and it's 11:40. We've waited 12 minutes.
Yep. Mr. Chair, I think there's plenty enough votes to move this on without my vote, so okay. I would encourage the committee to move forward.
The clerk will take the roll.
Mr. Chair, is that something you want me to do still?
Yes. Yes, if you could.
Okay, one second, please, Mr. Chair. All right. This is something I don't normally do, so bear with me, please. Chair Hansen.
Aye.
Chair Hansen, aye. Representative Wasilewicz.
Wasilewicz, aye.
Wasilewicz, aye. Representative Morrison.
Morrison, aye.
Morrison, aye. Representative Lippert.
Lippert, aye.
Lippert, aye. Representative Heinzman.
Heinzman, no.
Heinzman, no. Chair Ingebrigtsen.
Chair Ingebrigtsen, aye.
Senator Tomasoni. Sorry, Chair Ingebrigtsen, aye. Senator Tomasoni. Senator Tomasoni, pass. Senator Eichhorn.
Eichhorn, aye.
Eichhorn, aye. Senator Weber.
Weber, aye.
Weber, aye. Senator Ekin.
Three Senator votes. Ekin.
Oh, all right, we'll pass him for now. Senator Tomasoni. Senator Ekin. Mr. Chair, there were 7 ayes and 1 nay.
With 3 votes on each side, the conference committee report is adopted. Members, you will be receiving an email to approve and provide your signature in the near future. The conference committee is adjourned. Thank you.